Happy Monday, everybody. We're getting ready to hear from listener Megan about a very deluxe trip down to Walt Disney World. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes the Wisdom of Walt. Put Walt to work for you. Let's dive back into the Wisdom of Walt again with one of my favorite passages from Dr. Jeffrey Barnes. This is from the chapter Making a Main Street Impression on a section called Be Yourself. It says, while trying to make that good, lasting impression, we would be wise to remember the words of Oscar Wilde. Be yourself. Everyone else is taken. Don't forget to be your true self at work and at home. You are who they hired. You are who they married. Make sure it is you who shows up every day. Be comfortable with who you really are and know that this kind of authenticity will stand the test of time. Despite spending a majority of his life and career in Los Angeles, Walt never forgot who he really was, a Midwestern farm boy from the main street of Marceline, Missouri. You can pick up your copy of The Wisdom of Walt on Amazon in hard copy, soft cover, ebook, and audio versions, and you can get a personally signed copy at thewisdomofwalt.com. With The Wisdom of Walt, your success is just a dream away. Today's show is also brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day of your vacation, customized touring plans for Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. I call this my insurance policy against the crowds. You'll have up-to-the-minute information to steer clear of the long lines and get right on those attractions you know and love. Check them out today. Pick up your premium subscription over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1168 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Monday to you. We're already in the second week of May. Actually, the first full week, but hey, it's spring. It's a great time of the year. Hopefully, you're having a great start to your week today. Thanks for downloading the Be Our Guest Podcast and coming back for another trip report as we do each and every Monday. So joining me today, we're going to be quite the pair. I'm fighting off a spring / summer cold. And my good friend, listener Megan out in LA is also, she's got a little voice issues, but it's from screaming at Disneyland. So we encourage that all the time. Welcome to the show, Megan. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here and it's totally worth it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you're going to lose your voice, it's a pretty good deal to lose it while screaming at Disneyland. So it sounds like you had a successful trip here recently.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how is it living in LA and having, Disneyland in your backyard? Because, you know, we have a Six Flags, but that doesn't really compare.
I am very spoiled, I must say. I'm there probably about like every month at least. But because of those Red Rose sippers that everyone's trying to get, I went 6 times in March. So
now, wait,
it's kind of crazy.
Wait, tell us about those, these things that you're collecting apparently. Or what are, because I don't know what they are. I know it's sad, but
what?
I don't. I know.
Oh, my gosh. So the Red Rose Sipper is the promotional they're doing for the BR for Beauty and the Beast, and I think they have them at Be Our Guest in Florida, but I know they have them at Disneyland at the Red Rose Tavern, which they redid the Pinocchio restaurant as Beauty and the Beast. So they get them for like a day, and I don't know why they don't get enough of them, but they sell out immediately. So I'm kind of stalk on Instagram, wait for someone to post, and then try and get my butt over there. But I still haven't got one yet. I tried like 6 times.
So now you're not from LA, right? You've just pretty recently relocated to Los Angeles?
Yeah, I relocated. I was born out here, but I moved here from DC.
So now what's that like though, making that transition to, you know, Disneyland is here. It's a part of my, you know, where I live. Is that still like incredible to you?
It is really incredible. Everything that goes on, everything that happens, the news, I could be right there. So that's something that I've been really liking. I also started a YouTube channel, so I'm right there to like run over and film something or just, I don't know. I just love being a part of it.
All right. Hey, where can we check that out? We got to get that plug in here so everybody can have something to do while they're supposed to be working this week.
Oh, yeah. It's Disney D's. D-E-E-S. That's my YouTube channel. It's my last name.
Sounds good. All right. We'll be checking that out. So we're actually going to hop into a trip report. And you went down to Walt Disney World. I said it in the ad read at the top of the show. This is going to be a deluxe trip report. And it definitely is. So tell us about this trip we're going to talk about today.
We had the best time. So it was kind of a surprise. My mom wanted to do a big trip before, you know, we all get too old to do family vacations, but you know, that's not going to happen. And it was me, my mom, my dad, and my sister. And we went down to Disney World for Thanksgiving for 5 days and four nights. And yeah, we stayed at the Grand Floridian club level main building, which is like, I think we did that once growing up, and it's, I mean, my favorite place to be ever. And I know people say it's stuffy, but I don't think so. And yeah, I mean, it was just jam-packed with so many unique things that I had never done before, and it was so much fun.
You know what I've heard, though, about the Grand Floridian being stuffy, and I'm one of those people who've said that, you know, over the time we've done this podcast. But again, it's mostly from people that haven't stayed there yet. Most people that have stayed there say, oh, it's not really like that once you actually experience it. But yeah, I think it's more common to hear that from folks that just kind of pass through.
Yeah, I can see that, because when you first walk in, you're like, whoa, this is crazy. But yeah, staying there is, there's like something different about it. For example, we definitely made use of the club level. That's for sure. Every morning we ate there. We made time to go back and relax, because, you know, we're older, so we don't really feel the need to commando park tour, especially me, because I'm always there. So we kind of really took this really relaxed. And one of the times we were there, we were having, I don't know, it was, I think it was the tea time. So we were having some tea and some, you know, homemade potato chips and the snacks. And all of a sudden they announced down in the lobby, which the club level overlooks the lobby, that they were going to be having the Princess Promenade, which I think is at 4 p.m. And all these little kids were trailing behind Cinderella and Prince Charming. They led them down the grand staircase to right in front of the Christmas tree, and they danced together, and it was like the cutest thing. It was just such a magical moment that I had no idea even happened. So it was just, that was so cool to see.
It's funny how those are the things that do stick out. You know, it's not like, oh, you know, we had this great ride on Space Mountain, or, you know, we did Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. It's always the little things like that that kind of creep up on you. But it's almost something like you would picture on the DVD, you know, the planning DVD or something like that. I mean, that's probably what makes the Grand Floridian special, little events like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely seemed like, yeah, it would be on the DVD as in something like, oh, look at this unique moment. But it really genuinely was a unique moment. It was really cool. I teared up because I'm a sucker.
I'm kind of the same way. I got two girls. I shouldn't be, but I am. So let's hop back to the planning of this trip, because, you know, Thanksgiving's a cool time, especially if you're staying at the Grand Floridian. You know, big tip, it's probably, you know, one of the top three resorts down at Walt Disney World as far as the decorations for the holiday season. When did you guys start putting this together? Because you said, you know, you want to get this done before everybody gets too old. You can't, you know, you're not going to travel together. But, you know, why did you land on Thanksgiving, and why the Grand Floridian? What was the thought process?
Thanksgiving, because we typically have very specific plans for Christmas, but we love Christmas time in Disney World. And the Grand Floridian, because that's our favorite resort to stay at. My mom really likes to be on the monorail, but she really, really likes the Grand Floridian. I think she just likes the elegance of it. I don't know. It's like a whole different level for her. So she's the one who booked it, and she surprised me. And like, I woke up at 7 in the morning to a text message that said, check your email. But I had already like kind of woken up and seen an email saying Disney confirmation, which is not a rare email for me to receive. So I had saw it. I was like, oh, okay, Disney, whatever. Then my mom texted me, and I shot out of bed. I was like, what? And then I looked at it, and it was July. So it was earlier than 180 days out. And I was like, oh my God, I have so much to do. I have so many reservations I need to make. Like, it was so out of the blue, but it was so fun and totally worth it.
Man, I wake up to a bunch of, you know, confirmations from Disney in my email every morning. Unfortunately, they're not for me. They're for the guests I'm booking travel for. One of these days, it'll say Mike Rahman on there as the guest, not as the travel agent. But hey, no, I'm happy with what I do. But that's awesome. I mean, that's a cool way for, you know, to, if it happened in July, because, you know, I know people get surprised with trips and stuff, you know, like last minute, like, hey, we're going to Walt Disney World, you know, pack your bags, we're leaving in 2 hours.
Right.
That's awesome. You know, that would be totally cool to do that. But then part of me says, you know, I want to have that 3 or 4 months of anticipation, knowing, especially when you're staying somewhere like the Grand Floridian club level. I mean, I could imagine what was going through your mind, you know, leading up to the trip.
It's so funny because I kept talking to my mom about it before we were going, and I had been so obviously involved in the planning because I love doing that stuff. And then before we left, she was like, it's almost over. I was like, I know, we hadn't even gone on the trip yet. But we were so hyped up for it. We were sad that we weren't going to have these plans anymore.
So let me ask you this about club level, because I don't, you know, I think when, I don't know, this is what I used to think. When I think club level, I just think of like the snack area, you know, like you get drinks, yeah. you get snacks, you know, and all that good stuff, which is a great, great treat. Don't get me wrong. And all the rooms are really nice. They're all together. But one of the things you can do with club level is that they do have a concierge service for the guests staying club level. Now, did you guys take advantage of that in like the pre-trip with working with them or even during your trip?
I did call them prior, cause I think I wanted a reservation. I don't remember what it was, but I called them before and I did talk to them a little bit about just my questions about some things, but what really stands out is actually what happened after. So our parents get us ornaments, me and my sister ornaments every year for Christmas, and we get them on Christmas Eve and usually has something to do with that year. So my mom wanted to get us Disney ornaments to represent like our fantastic trip, which by the way, my mom said is their best vacation she's ever been on, ever, like of all vacations. So she ordered these ornaments and I guess they were really late coming in the mail and then Disney canceled them. And then she ordered a different kind of ornament because they were then out of stock and they also weren't coming. So this was like Christmas Eve. And I said, why don't you just call the concierge, like just ask them for help. Like we just stayed there and she called them. And I mean, talk about customer service. The guy had someone run to Hollywood Studios to get a specific ornament and then asked if we wanted it engraved or personalized at all. And so they went in and personalized it with Sharpie and sent it to us, overnighted it. I got there in time and didn't charge us anything. My mom got out her credit card and they're like, no, don't worry. Like you shouldn't have this. You should have had these ornaments and just kind of like, we weren't even there anymore. We already finished our trip and there was just an extra sprinkling of pixie dust. It was crazy.
You know, and we hear those stories more than you might imagine, you know, because we work with a lot of guests and that stuff does happen. And, you know, of course it's great customer relations for a company to do that. But I think, you know, with Disney, it makes you really appreciate that they're willing to go the extra mile to make sure that, you know, because I think that hopefully they see that this ornament is tied in with, you know, you're a Disney fan and this is where you come and you came and stayed at the Grand Floridian. Let's kind of, you know, put the bow on the trip for you. You know, let's really kind of wrap it up in style. And, you know, you're talking about it here months and months later and it's going to be something too with something like a Christmas ornament. I mean, that's perfect because, you know, 20 years from now, that thing will probably still be hanging on the tree and you'll have that memory.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, they were amazing. And just, they knew all of our names and they greeted us every morning. It felt like family, you know, it was really cool.
So tell us about the rooms at the Grand Floridian, then we'll kind of hop into some of the stuff you did during the trip. But, you know, what'd you think of the accommodations there?
Beautiful. We actually all stayed in one room. So I was a little nervous because, you know, my sister and I are mid-20s. So we were like, oh, okay. But we had a normal standard room, but it ended up overlooking the pool. The one with the Mad Hatter splash pad, that side of the Grand Floridian. And it was actually really big. There was a big foyer when you first walk in and it was just gorgeous. And the balcony was so big. We spent a lot of time out there and we were right next to the club level, like the lounge. So that was really, it was spectacular. And we could see the castle from the windows in the lounge. It was just, yeah, I mean, the best place to stay, in my opinion.
A little bit nicer view than Pop Century, you know, preferred. Yeah. Not there's anything wrong with it, but I'm just saying, a little different.
I've spent my time at Pop Century. I love Pop Century, but, you know, we're going big on this one.
That's right. So real quick on the club level, did you take advantage of the food and the drinks and all that? I mean, that's one of the splurges that you know, when you upgrade to club level, did you get in there a lot? And were there any things in there that kind of stood out? Because I remember we stayed that one night at Beach Club, club level, and they had some really good desserts. I mean, it was amazing. But what about yours?
Yes, like all day, every day. In the morning, we went every day and they had these delicious deviled eggs with prosciutto on top. And just, I mean, I was kind of expecting more snacky because I stayed at Yacht Club level and it was very snacky and kind of appetizers in the evening. I don't know if this is the best. I don't really know. I haven't made my way around all the club levels, but this, I mean, it was a spread. It was like a feast. We didn't need to go eat anything. I felt weird making dining reservations after that because, yeah, I would say the breakfast spread was crazy. And then at night, I mean, they had everything, wings and egg rolls, kebabs, and then of course, you know, cheese, crackers. Oh, little, they had soup. Every night, sometimes it was warm soup. Sometimes it was a cold, like gazpacho. I mean, it was unbelievable, the amount of food and little shrimp salad, they had ceviche, little salads. I mean, it was crazy. And the dessert, I think my favorite one, I took a picture of it, was on Thanksgiving. It was this little Mickey shaped, I think it was a like a key lime pie, like a mini key lime pie. And in the middle was this little chocolate, but it was had a picture imprinted on it of Mickey in a little pilgrim hat for Thanksgiving. It was so fancy. It was crazy.
I'm glad you took a picture because you feel guilty eating it otherwise, you know?
Oh, I absolutely. It's very difficult for me to eat that stuff.
You know, we're Disney fans. We take pictures of everything we eat first, put on Instagram, and then we eat it. You know, that's
exactly.
That's how it works. One last thing. Was the gingerbread house up yet? Because it's still pretty early. Were they building? It was all done?
Yeah. Oh, you could smell it as soon as you walked in the door. Yeah. It was up, and of course we stopped there before we left to get some treats to bring home for friends and family. Yeah, I love the gingerbread house.
All right. So, man, great time to be there. That just sounds so cool. So tell us about some of the stuff that you did though, besides hanging out in the club level and eating all these little treats. Well, I want to go there now, but you got me sold on that. But let's assume that you left the Grand Floridian for a few minutes here and there.
We had to, you know. So the first thing that we did that I had never done before was a dessert party. We did the Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam dessert party. And it was awesome. I was really pleased. I thought it was great. We got there early. There were some issues with seating. But we got there early and we were able to sit down and just kind of relax. It was kind of a surprise for my parents that they didn't know I booked it and planned the whole thing. And definitely worth it for us and just super cool. My sister was enamored by the glasses that changed the lights into little things like snowmen, and the fireworks turned into little poppin' snowmen. Really cute.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I did that with myself last year, and I really enjoyed that too. I was kind of underwhelmed with the show the first time, but I think I was just like tired that night. Mm-hmm. And then when we did it from a, you know, I had a great perspective during the dessert party, obviously, you know, they gave you some great views there and I really, really enjoyed it. And the treats there were not only, you know, tasty, but the present, like you said, kind of the presentation of everything was, they were on their A game when they put that together.
They were, it was beautiful.
All right. So what else did you do?
We rented a pontoon boat, which was super fun. Explored the Seven Seas Lagoon and Bay Lake. That was awesome. We also got in trouble. We apparently drove into like the restricted area. We were exploring and some guy drove by and told us that we needed to like move over. We're like, oh, sorry. But that was awesome. Just a very relaxing day on the lake and going around to all the hotels, because in my family, I'm the only one that really knows all the details of Disney. So I was, you know, showing them Wilderness Lodge and they were constructing the villas, and that was a cool experience and just very relaxing. I felt so posh.
Yeah. You know, cause you almost feel, cause we rented one time back when you can't do this anymore, but they used to let you rent those pontoons out of Riverside. And so we went with the Foresters and Ricky, there's about 8 or 10 of us on one of those boats. And we just went up and down the Sasagula and we had a really good time with it. But I had never driven a boat, but the thing was, they're not that hard to drive. You know, I was worried about, because we kind of took turns driving. It was fun. It's like a go-kart. But, I mean, did you find the same thing? Like, it was not stressful and it was just pretty easy. Did your dad drive? Did you guys drive? Who drove?
My dad drove and my parents are sailors. So
there you go.
So I didn't care. I just laid out on the front.
You were like the tour guide. Like, on to your left, there's a Grand Floridian. On your, that's the Polynesian bungalows over there on your right.
It's exactly what I did.
That sounds fun.
I think my sister fell asleep. Like, it was very relaxing for us.
That's cool. That's a unique thing though. Had you planned on doing that before you headed down, or was that just kind of a spur of the moment thing?
Well, the requirement, my dad said, we're going to take a boat. I'm like, okay. And I was like, what, the little mice cruisers? I forget what they're called. Cause we took those out when we were little and he was like, I don't care. I want to drive a boat. I want to drive a boat. I'm like, okay. So I just let him take the lead. I was like, whatever boat, I'll get on it.
Next time you got to let him get one of those, I think they're called Boston Whalers. One of those ones that goes really fast.
Oh, yeah. I'm into that.
Take it up to the next level for him.
Yeah. Super fun.
Awesome. So what else you guys do?
I think the last like deluxe thing is we went to Senses Spa. I had never even been to a spa before. So my dad wanted to do something nice for my mom and like get her a facial. And so we all went together. We were really nervous because it's not really usually our scene to go to spas and get a facial, especially at Disney. That's such a strange concept for me. Like, usually Disney's like, I have to go home and then take a vacation. Actually doing vacation like elements at Disney is very foreign. So, we went to the spa and got facials. And I mean, the service was ridiculous. Everyone was so nice, so peaceful. And I didn't realize, but you could just go back all day. Once you get like one service there, you have a free day pass. So you can just go to like the steam room or whatever you want to do, just relax, have the free food and drinks. Like, it was very fancy and really, really luxurious.
So did you go to the Senses though, right there at the Grand Floridian?
Yeah, we just walked on over.
Yeah. I went there. You want to talk about not being your scene? That was me. But Pam got that for me the day after my first marathon. I guess I was in 2015. Oh. And that was the, because she didn't go. She was doing something else with the kids. So it was just me. I mean, you know, I'm like totally out of my element. Just being in the Grand Floridian, I'm a Pop Century guy. You know, maybe if I'm splurging, I'm a Riverside guy, you know, woo. But I'm over there, like, you know, the Grand Floridian in a white robe and some, you know, like slider flip flop things. But it was, I mean, you can't imagine how posh it is in there. It's pretty amazing, but they're not stuffy. Everybody was just asking you, do you want this like lemon water? Do you need a magazine? Do you need this? Yeah. And because I had a massage, but you know, everybody was absolutely kind, but I think, you know, a lot of folks freak themselves out just because of how nice it is. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, it's too nice. I can't have a good time here. I'm just, you know, Joe Blow, but it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
That was me and my mom. My sister was like, I just wanted to relax and have a good time. And you guys are so nervous. I was like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. She handed us a rope and I was like, what do I do with this? Oh, it was so funny.
It was. But it was, you know, it was great massage. I think I fell asleep. That's the problem. You pay all that money and you fall asleep. It's like, I can sleep for free back in my hotel room.
I think I was snoring during my facial. I was like, oh my God.
So terrible. All right. So let me ask you this too, because, you know, people are actually right now planning their holiday trips. You know, it's scary. It's the beginning of May, but, you know, the early bird gets the worm with Disney. A lot of people already have them on the books. What advice can you give somebody that's looking to go down during the holidays to maximize? Because you guys said you're big Christmas fans. You know, there's lots of those folks in our audience. So what can you do to make sure you have that great experience?
The classic, get up early, go to rope drop, leave at around noon and relax at the hotel or do something else and then go back for evening. I typically make my fast passes for the evening time because in the morning you don't really need them. And I know some people like to do the afternoon, but definitely early rising is necessary for Thanksgiving. It was obviously like a 10 out of 10 crowded level, but we didn't feel it at all. And my mom kept saying like, I don't even notice the crowds. We did so well. So yeah, that's the major thing. And I'd say also for those dining reservations that people are worried about getting, truthfully, because you're charged if you don't go, you can find something like 24 hours prior to the day you want to get a dining reservation. We were able to make at least one dining reservation the day before on Thanksgiving week. Obviously, it's not going to be like Le Cellier, but still can find places to eat the day before. So that's something I think people overlook.
Good tips. Now, let me ask you another thing, because, again, you're out in L.A., you know, you go to Walt Disney World still frequently. You have a Premier Passport. So what has that been like? And for the folks that don't know, you know, that's basically an annual pass to both coasts, to Walt Disney World and Disneyland. So obviously it's a necessity for being, you know, if you're going to travel to Walt Disney World, I guess it would just make sense because you're going to be at Disneyland so much being a local. But does that still open you up to, obviously it sounds like multiple trips down to Walt Disney World, you know, within the same year?
Yeah. Okay. So number one, I feel very special. And I know that this is not going to be something that happens like later in my life. So I'm kind of like living this like era right now of the Premier Passport life. But it's made things really easy. For example, I went and stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge last May because my cousin is going with her son. Well, she was bringing her 2-year-old and her husband, and she hadn't gone before since she was little. She was asking me all this advice, and I was like, you know, she was like, I wish you were coming with me. And I was like, I can if you want. And she was like, wait, really? I was like, yeah, I have an annual pass. So I kind of just jumped on that trip. I have a friend that's going down to Orlando for a wedding, and she's never even been to Florida. So it's funny. Everyone always tells me they're going down to Florida, and I just kind of stare at them until they get to the point of like going to Disney World. Do you want to come? And so I was like staring at her like, uh-huh. And she's like, so obviously we'd want you to be our tour guide. So just me having this pass allows me to be able to just do that. We haven't even planned it yet, but I know it's in October and I'm going to go. I'm going to make it happen. So I think that's what's really cool.
And that's, you know, that is what's cool about having an annual pass is that it does, you know, even if you just have it to Walt Disney World or Disneyland, it opens that door to you know, you don't have to worry about the cost of admission anymore. Of course, you got to cost, you know, worry about your lodging and your food, but it does take kind of a burden away to where, and like you said, the clock's ticking, because when I have an annual pass, I don't assume that it's a, you know, it's an infinite thing. You know, I know like my day that it runs out, I need to maximize that. So if I get an opportunity within those 365 days, I might go after it. But, you know, then I might have to, for financial reasons or just because work is, you know, busier than I was expecting, I might not have that, you know, that opportunity to do things like this, you know, come 2018 or 2019. So I think it's a great attitude, you know, while you have it, take advantage of it, because you don't know, you know, what's going to come up in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so tell us about, you stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Let's just touch on that briefly.
Yeah.
That's a favorite of a lot of folks staying there. I know Pam Forrester loves it there. I love it there as well. It's huge.
Yeah.
We got a room way on one of the end of the wings one time, and I felt like I was, you know, I had done 5K races that were shorter than going to my room. But, I mean, I love the place. So what'd you think about staying there?
Oh, I loved it. I took a red eye from LA, obviously, and I got in at, I think, 5 a.m., and I was the only one on the Magical Express. So I got to really explore the resort prior to the sun being up, anyone there, no music was on in the lobby, but I got some good footage. I was able to like walk around and see everything without any people there, but it was gorgeous. I had gone there just to eat at Boma before, but staying there was really, really cool. I don't know if I would have done it. I don't think it would have been my first choice to, if I was booking a trip, because I really like to be near a park. But now that I did stay there, I 100% would again. It was beautiful. I mean, it just smelled glorious. I don't know what the smell is at that hotel. It was beautiful. And then we actually were really lucky. We were just going to stay in a standard view room. And my cousin called and just asked how much it would be. And when they like quoted it at like over $400 plus just to get the Savannah view room, she was like, oh, okay, never mind. And the girl was like, hold on a second. And then she came back. She said, all right, we'll upgrade you for free. And it was just like, that was like such a magical moment. So we started off the trip on like a really high because we weren't expecting that. It was just, you know, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
And the pool at Kidani Village is amazing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right. It is.
Well, we went to both.
Did you like the Kidani pool better than the Jumbo House pool? Because I think they're different. They're very different.
Yeah, I did like the Kidani Village. Maybe it's because I was with a 2-year-old. Like that splash area. And it was a little bit more hopping at that time that we went. But yeah, I think I liked it better. We went there twice and we only were there for 3 days.
Nice. Yeah. I think the smell at Animal Kingdom Lodge, is it the giraffe or wildebeest? I can't.
Maybe.
It's piped in. I don't know what it is. Probably some African perfume. It smells good in there. You know, maybe it's a zebra domes. Who knows? It smells pleasant there. But you know, you actually said exactly how I felt about Animal Kingdom Lodge. I had never stayed there until one time I got down to like crunch time. I didn't make a reservation for a race weekend, and you know, there were like, you know, three choices as far as discounted resorts I could stay at, and Animal Kingdom Lodge was one, and it was barely more than like a Riverside. So I was like, yeah, I'll try it. It's a weekend.
Yeah.
Because again, you know, I always pictured it as being remote, which it is compared to like a yacht club, beach club, boardwalk, or, you know, a monorail resort, but it's not that bad. And the thing was, the experience more than makes up for a little bit of distance on a bus, you know, and
yeah,
I enjoyed it.
They're so there.
Yeah, it's because like Pam says, you don't have to leave. You got plenty to do there. So,
yeah.
All right. So real quick, let's touch on Yacht Club. You said you stayed there. You know, I've never stayed there. I've stayed Beach Club, stayed Boardwalk. Have you stayed at Beach Club too at some point?
I have not. I stayed at Boardwalk, but I was around 11. So okay. I don't even really count that.
So did you consider like, I've always wondered this about Yacht Club because again, I've never stayed there. Do you feel like you're kind of not, I don't want to say this in like a negative way, but when you're at Yacht Club, you're kind of like a second class citizen to Beach Club. I mean, does it, I don't know why I picture it that way, but it's almost like you're further away from Stormalong Bay for most of the rooms. And, you know, it seems like everybody prefers Beach Club. The discounts come up at Yacht Club first because, you know, it seemingly is not as popular. I don't know. Maybe that's just in my mind. What'd you think?
I don't know. So it's funny because I know a lot of people feel that way. If I had to choose, and I would choose Yacht Club. I don't know. And it is definitely further away from Stormalong Bay, but not much. I just really like the dark woods. I think the aesthetic to me is really what I like. And it seems like elegance and class. I don't know. I don't know why I like Yacht Club so much. It's kind of funny because it doesn't have, you know, beaches and cream and, you know, that same vibe that Beach Club does. But I loved it. We had a blast.
Yeah, my wife always, I remember one, this was a long time ago, this was probably 5 years ago, we were just passing through over at Yacht Club, and she goes, this place is kind of like, I wouldn't want to have kids here. It seems so serious. Like, beach club's light and airy, and you see kids run around. I was like, Pam, I'm sure that there's families here. I'm sure there's a lot of kids staying in this hotel. But then I kind of saw what she said. And like you just mentioned, like with the dark woods, it seems more refined over at the yacht club as to, you know, the beach club's airy and kind of fun and pastel-y, you know?
That's very, very true.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've had some great trips. So you mentioned you have a trip on the horizon. So is that going to happen maybe this summer, it sounds like?
Yeah, I think it's October. I'm not entirely sure. And I know nothing about it. All I know is I will show up to be a tour guide.
Tour guide Megan. Sounds good
to me. I'll do my job and I'll do it well.
All right. Hey, Megan, thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. Great way to start the week. And thanks for sharing and enjoy Disneyland. I can't imagine having that in your backyard.
Thank you so much. I had such a blast. Thanks for having me.
All right. Where can people check you out on Twitter and give your YouTube channel a shout out here real quick at the end of the show?
Yeah, you can check out Disney D's on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. And yeah, I'm often in Disneyland. And right now I'm posting actually this Thanksgiving vlog. So I'm on our almost to the second to last day of this trip that I'm talking about right now.
All right, well, check it out. Well, hey, have a good week, Megan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. So stay out of lines and have the most amount of fun on the next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. Grab that premium subscription right now. Let them know you heard about them here on the show. Check them out at touringplans.com. Also, pick up your copy of The Wisdom of Walt. It's a great book. Be inspired. Learn what Walt did to make his dreams come true, and then, in turn, use that to make your dreams come true. It's a great book. It's an awesome summer read. Check it out today over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Please do support the show through our Amazon affiliate link whenever you're going to buy something online. And I know you guys are buying stuff online. I've seen it. Go to brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Bookmark it there in your desktop computer. Anytime you do some shopping, it costs you exactly the same. Even if you're an Amazon Prime member, you get all of your benefits. But we get a little kickback from Amazon. Helps us pay for the bandwidth and the hosting costs and all that stuff. We'd really, really appreciate it. So again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, a free way to support the show. Give us a follow on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. And we've got a great Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And don't forget, we love iTunes ratings and reviews. So if you have a few minutes this week, just drop by iTunes and leave us a star rating and a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. All right, time to get back to work. So for Megan, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Thanks so much for downloading the show. Hope you're having a great week, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.